much of a discovery is this, first and foremost?
I'd say it's another piece in the puzzle, in this great puzzle of what Mars used to be like. And it confirms earlier speculations that there must have been liquid water and also rivers. But now we know for sure.
So what do you do with this kind of information?
What you always do with data is to use it to calibrate theories. So now, if you have the data, the hard data, you can see whether the theories that are put up are right or not.
So in terms of if there was water on Mars, we don't know how long ago, that could mean that there was potentially life on Mars. Again, we don't know how long ago. What kind of an impact could this have on us today?
Well, what this shows is that the landing site was well chosen, because obviously you want to go where there was liquid water, because liquid water is a necessity for life as we know it. And what we're trying to understand is not only about Mars, it's just to see how common a phenomenon in the universe is life. Mm. So we want to see whether Mars is unique or the Earth is unique. And to do that, we have to study other planets. And that's what we're doing.
How long do you think it will take for us to realize or figure out what kind of life potentially there was and how long ago this life form was there?
Well, first of all, we don't know that there was life at all. We have to confirm that, and even that would be an earth-shattering news. That really would be dramatic, and it would change everything, the way we see ourselves as living beings. But I think we won't know it with this mission, and perhaps we won't know it even with the next missions. The Europeans are planning to put a rover on Mars and actually do a dedicated search for life, but we don't even know whether that will come up with a result, because Mars is big, you know, Mars is large, and we have to really find the right place to look for life.
You know, I'm curious, sir, when this news had come up, there were a lot of people in the newsroom who were very excited and very interested in this kind of discovery. I'm curious to know, was it the same kind of reaction for you and for your colleagues as well when these images were sent back?
Well, actually, even the first images of the landing site, you could see where the rocket of the landing stage had cleared the bedrock of dust. You could already see these pebbles. And now it's just a confirmation of what we saw there. And yes, it's exciting. And it really shows that the people who selected this landing site did a good job.